Welcome to the UX Podcast, where we learn how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine. UX introduces a simple formula for personal and business growth based around one principle. We can't solve big, valuable problems alone. Starting with this principle, UX equips and empowers us to pour ourselves into people and systems, scale authentically, and create a life of exponential freedom and impact. And now, let's get started with the latest episode of the UX Podcast. What is up, rock stars? It's Matt Johnson. We're going to have some fun today because we're talking about the one thing that most coaches, consultants, and creatives are avoiding. And believe me, I am partially preaching to the choir on this one, and I'll explain why. But this all comes from a bunch of things that I've been reading and thinking about recently. But the biggest factor in all this is the fact that I just finished the book 80-20 Sales and Marketing by Perry Marshall, which I was reading Richard Koch's stuff on the 80-20 rule, I don't know, 10 years ago, something like that. So I should have known better, and I should have read Perry Marshall's book about how that applies to sales and marketing a million years ago. So currently, if you hear noises, that will be me kicking my own butt for not reading this book sooner, because I realize that I have made kind of a strategic error in my thinking of how I've been growing my business. And I want to explain why I made that and why I believe a lot of my friends and clients and colleagues in coaching and consulting and creative services are doing the same exact thing. So in the book, 80-20 Sales and Marketing, Perry Marshall, who's kind of the Google AdWords guy, he's the guy that basically took the 80-20 rule from Richard Koch's material and applied it to sales and marketing, and especially to Google AdWords, and exploded his business, a bunch of other people's businesses, and has since gone on to kind of make the 80-20 rule in sales and marketing his one thing. So here's the point that drove it for me. If you don't know about the 80-20 rule, it's way too big to get into on this episode. Go read the 80-20 Principle, I think is the original book by Richard Koch, and then go read 80-20 Sales and Marketing by Perry Marshall. So here's the point that really drove home for me. I believe that we're all avoiding the hard work of finding a way to grow our email list consistently and predictably without losing money. So in the book, Perry Marshall lays out the exact process for how this is done through paid advertising, which was very illuminating for me. And he points out that once we understand the 80-20 rule, sales and marketing stops being about persuading people to buy, and it starts to become a process of disqualifying everyone who shouldn't buy and leaving the rest who should. He makes a very compelling case that all the biggest rewards in sales and marketing go to those who put the work in, constantly testing and experimenting to find what works to attract the right people and then disqualify and repel everyone else. And it really drove the point home to me because he laid out exactly what that testing and experimentation phase looks like. It really drove the point home that we're all looking to avoid that. And a lot of what we do, a lot of what we twist ourselves into pretzels trying to figure out is a way to avoid that work. We're looking for a way out of building that system that brings new people into our email list consistently without us losing money. Now, this is, I believe, and this is my opinion, that what drives a lot of the fascination with everything from new social media apps to, you know, tinkering with our iTunes categories for our podcast or trying to create a video that goes viral, we're all looking for something outside of ourselves, some company, some platform, some viral event, whatever, to put us in front of new ideal clients for free. We're looking for something outside of ourselves to choose us and put us in front of new ideal clients for free. But to me, the answer is right in front of us. It's having our own new media machine and then augmenting that with a system of paid advertising that brings new people into our email list. So I want to explain real quick just what that looks like and what the end result is and why this process is worth it to go through. So first of all, what do I mean by a new media machine? Let me lay out it really quickly. Number one, it means getting featured. If we're not getting featured consistently on other podcasts, we are missing the single biggest opportunity in new media today. I've done a whole episode on how to get featured on 100 podcasts this year. Go check that out for more on that. And then if you stick around at the very end, we tell you exactly how to get pitched consistently so that you're getting featured and getting interviewed on new podcasts. Number two is running your own podcast. We all need an incubator. We all need a place where we can throw in a cold, you know, semi-cold audience of people who don't really know, like us, and trust us that much. And out the other side comes new ideal clients. And to me, you can't find a better incubator than a podcast. Number three is we take all that content, which is all long form content, you know, 30, 40 minute conversations that we're having when we're getting interviewed and when we're, you know, doing our own podcast. We take that and we break it down into small chunks for social media, right? Spark conversations, create connection, build a sense of community. That's what social platforms are for. Some micro content. And number four, the last part of our new media machine is we take some very, very targeted pieces of that long form content and we pull it out into smaller chunks that we use in our sales process, meaning testimonials, case studies, success stories, things like that. Reinforcing the key beliefs that our prospects need to go from being a prospect to being a signed up, happy, enthusiastic client, right? That's micro content for sales. Those are the four elements of our new media machine. Now, that doesn't actually really cost us anything. It's really about our time, effort, and energy, and having a new media assistant who can get us featured on podcasts and produce our show and stuff like that, right? It actually doesn't cost that much to actually run our new media machine if we've got the right system. So once we have all those in place and firing on all cylinders, if we still want to do more than that, like let's say we're scaling up our service and we need a lot of prospects, a lot of ideal prospects in the system, I would recommend we look at installing one system on top of that, which is a list building system, a system that uses paid advertising like Google Pay-Per-Click or Facebook ads to get people into our email list at break even, or if we can pull it off, a small profit. That's very, very difficult to do, but the entire process is what Perry Marshall lays out in the 80-20 sales and marketing book. And to me, most coaches, consultants, and creatives don't actually need to tackle that step quite yet because we don't even have our new media machine together. We don't have our act together, and we're not maximizing the opportunities that we have to gain organic traffic, right? To me, that's the first step, right? And for a lot of people, that may be the only thing you need because getting featured gets so many new people into your email list that you've got the prospects that you need. But let's say you're getting featured consistently and you've got the rest of your new media machine operating and you want even more people coming into your list and even more prospects coming into your world. That's where I feel like you can supplement and augment that with a list building system that turns paid ads into new signups in your email list. So if we feel like sales are stagnating, like we're stalling out, we get that feeling, my first questions would be, are you getting featured consistently? Are you hosting your own podcast? Are you sharing, micro chunks of content on social media and in your sales follow-up system? Because if not, we don't really have a right to complain about anything, right? Because we haven't put ourselves in position to grow. We have no system for bringing new people into our world, and we haven't maxed out our opportunities for organic traffic, and we haven't established a system of turning paid traffic into new clients. So the first step to me is to start building that new media machine and maxing out our opportunities for organic traffic first. That's number one. Then number two, if we need more than that, or if we're scaling up and we have the infrastructure and we have our hiring system in place to where we can really, and I mean truly, really and truly scaling up, then we supplement and augment that with a list building system that's based on paid advertising. So I'll finish with this. One of the best quotes I ever heard from Mike Ferry, who is the OG of real estate coaching. He was heavily influenced by Tom Hopkins, which if you're any sales guys in the audience, you know who I'm talking about. So Mike Ferry told one of my mentors behind the scenes when he was talking about how he built this coaching business, which is still one of the biggest coaching businesses in real estate. And his son is the real estate coach in the business right now, partially because of that name. So he explained to my mentor this. He says, I realized I had to stop saying new things to the same people and start saying the same thing to new people. So that quote blew me away when I first heard it. So let me give it to you again. Mike Ferry said, one of the keys to growing his coaching business was I realized I had to stop saying new things to the same people and start saying the same thing to new people. So what he realized is that the entire business, 80% of it was turning over every few years. There was always new people that needed to buy his coaching programs and services and all this stuff. He didn't need to say and come up with new things to say to the same audience all the time. What he needed to do was reach those new people and deliver the same message over and over and over and over and over again until he was known for that one thing. And every few years, just the market would keep pumping in new potential clients for him. And he reached out with the same message to new people. And I believe as coaches, consultants, and creatives, we have the same key to growing our business. Right? Having new people that we can deliver the same message to. We can say the same thing to new people. So we need a way to consistently reach out and bring in new people into our world, into our email list especially. First of all, that's the new media machine. That's the way that we do it with organic traffic. Then once we have that, we can amplify and augment it with paid advertising if we want to actually legitimately scale up. And I'm going to do a whole episode on what it actually means for scaling up, because a lot of people believe they're at the point of scaling up and they're actually not. So I want to talk about what that looks like, but we'll save that for another episode. But to me, this is the one thing that most coaches, consultants, and creatives are avoiding. We are looking for an outside force, a company, a platform, or some event to happen to put us in front of a bunch of people for free, rather than building a system that consistently brings new people into our world and gives us a platform where we can deliver the same message to new people and do that over and over and over and over and over again until we are known for one thing, right? We are linked to the problem that we solve, and we know exactly who we're speaking to, and we speak to those new people every single day. We say the same thing over and over and over again to new people. So to me, that is the foundation of a great coaching, consulting, or creative business. That was a mouthful. So hopefully that was helpful. That has been the one thing that I've noticed that a lot of my friends, clients, peers, colleagues, all of us that are in this coaching, consulting, creative world, that's what we are avoiding. There is a fix to it. Get the new media machine operating in your business. And then if you want to amplify and augment it with paid advertising, there is a path for that. But without new people, a constant infusion of new people into our world and especially into our email list, it is unreasonable for us to expect our business to grow. I guess that's the key takeaway for this episode. So hopefully you enjoyed it and reach out. I'd love to hear feedback and thoughts about this whole episode. So reach out, shoot me an email, shoot me a message on Instagram. You can find me, all the links are below. I would love to hear from you. So with that being said, thank you so much for your time, your effort, your attention, listening to this little rant, and we'll see you on the next episode. Hey, Rockstars, thank you so much. I appreciate you investing your time, your effort, your energy into the show. I don't take that lightly. I so appreciate you all listening and the feedback that I get from those of you who listen and engage with the show, whether you agree or disagree with the things we talk about. I love hearing from you, so please reach out. And if you are in the audience and you're a business coach, a consultant, or you're in creative services, and you're thinking about using guest appearances on podcasts and interviews to boost your business, grow your brand, build more influence, and attract ideal clients, or maybe you're watching other people in your space do that and you're wondering if this strategy will work for you and how to make that work, I did a special training with a client, Dana Malstaff, who runs the Boss Mom podcast. We produce her show. And we did a training all about that. And it's called How to Get Featured on the Right Podcast and Get Your Ideal Clients Flocking to You. And a few of the things that we covered in that training, it's short, it's content packed, it's only about 35 minutes long. And we talked about how to get featured on podcasts in less than 2 hours a week, how to find the exact right podcast for you and make friends with those podcast hosts, how to become micro famous so you're known, liked, and trusted in your space, and really how to craft a story hook that really gets the attention of podcast hosts and gets them to say yes when you reach out and pitch yourself as a guest. And so we talk about all that and a bunch more in that training. So it's available at howtogetfeatured.com. That's howtogetfeatured.com. Pop your information in there. It's free and you get it in, instant access to watch. You don't have to wait for a follow-up email. You don't have to wait for a fake webinar that's not actually live. None of that. It's a recorded training. You get instant access. So go check it out. I'd appreciate it. And I've said it before on previous episodes. This is my number one marketing strategy for myself for 2019. And I learned a lot of these things in the process of building the system for myself and my staff to pitch me as a expert guest on podcasts. And whenever somebody, whether it's one of my own clients or my friends and peers and colleagues in this space that we all run in, it's my number one recommendation for them to grow their brand, build their influence, and attract ideal clients. So if that's you and you want more of that, go check that out. That's at howtogetfeatured.com. Thanks again so much, and we'll see you on the next episode of the UX Podcast.